FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Dopamine Damage Control Crew. It's your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another episode to help you reclaim your focus and ditch those pesky distractions. Today, we're diving deep into mindfulness meditation techniques that can seriously rock your world when it comes to battling those pesky depression symptoms. Now, I know what you might be thinking, meditation. Isn't that just sitting cross-legged in a lotus position chanting Om? Trust me, it's way more chill than that. We're talking about practical tools you can use right here, right now, to quiet the mental chatter and find some inner peace. Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive? Like there's a never-ending loop of negative thoughts just playing on repeat? Yeah, I get it, depression can feel like that constant, nagging voice whispering doubts and fears. But here's the good news. Mindfulness meditation can be your secret weapon to shut down that negativity and reclaim your mental space. First things first, let's talk about why this stuff actually works. Mindfulness meditation isn't about emptying your mind, it's about learning to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like watching a movie instead of being sucked into the drama playing out on screen. By creating that space between you and your thoughts, you can start to gain some perspective and see those negative spirals for what they are. Just temporary blips on the radar of your amazing life. Number one takeaway, ditch the judgment. Seriously, be kind to yourself. You're not a robot programmed to think positive all the time. It's okay to have those gloomy days, it's part of being human. Mindfulness is about accepting those feelings without letting them control you. Second up, focus on your breath. This might sound super basic, but trust me, breathing is like the ultimate reset button for your nervous system. When you feel stress or anxiety creeping in, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. It's an instant mood booster and a great way to ground yourself in the present moment. Number three, find your happy place. This could be anywhere, a cozy corner in your home, a peaceful park bench, or even just closing your eyes and visualizing a serene beach. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few minutes to escape to this mental haven. It's like taking a mini vacation for your mind. Number four, get moving. Exercise is not just about sculpting those abs, though that's a bonus. Physical activity releases endorphins, your body's natural mood lifters. So, whether it's a brisk walk, a dance party in your living room, or a good old-fashioned yoga session, get that blood pumping and feel the difference. And last but not least, number five, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. The warm sunshine on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude can shift your perspective in amazing ways and help you focus on the positive aspects of your life. Let me paint your picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with anxiety and feeling stuck in a rut. She's constantly worrying about work, relationships, and everything in between. But then she discovers mindfulness meditation. Now, I'm not saying it magically erased all her problems, but Sarah started incorporating these techniques into her daily routine. She takes a few minutes each morning to focus on her breath, visualize a calming scene, and practice gratitude for the simple things. She even joins a yoga class once a week, which helps her release tension and feel more grounded. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to notice a difference. Her anxiety levels decrease, she's able to think more clearly, and she feels a renewed sense of hope. Mindfulness meditation isn't a quick fix, it takes time and practice, but for Sarah, it became a powerful tool to help her manage her symptoms and reclaim her life. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness meditation to combat those pesky depression symptoms. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and even small steps can make a huge difference. So go ahead, give these techniques a try and see how they work for you. You might just surprise yourself with how much your life can change when you quiet the noise and focus on what truly matters. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the word about mindfulness and help each other create happier, healthier lives. See you in the next episode of Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of motivation and real talk.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.